Well, up next, farmers taking federal crop insurance revenue products on corn and soybeans shouldn't feel pressured into selling their crop. The RMA, the United States Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency, offers insurance products to farmers. Some of these insure revenue, or the minimum amount of money a farmer might reap from an acre. While the numbers aren't in yet and won't be for quite some time, University of Illinois Extension Ag Economist Darrell Good says most farmers take revenue insurance products on their corn acres and at least some of their soybean acres. Good is of the opinion that those taking this type of coverage can rest more at ease as the prices fluctuate up and down. This is because it sets a bottom line on gross returns.
It's much like in previous history when we said when the price is below the loan rate, oh, I don't have a lot of downside risk. I can always get the loan rate for my crop. The only reason I would sell below the loan rate is if I was pretty confident that prices were going to go lower and not recover above the loan rate. In the same way on crop insurance, say, why sell below 406 December guarantee? I'm locked in at that level only if I thought prices were going to continue to go lower and never recover back to that level.
This year, the revenue assurance products give the farmer the luxury of being able to confidently wait to see if the prices rise above that level for corn. The actual dollar figure will vary with the coverage amount, but roughly speaking, it's $4.06 times the coverage, say 85%. That's the equivalent futures price. Subtract the basis, or the difference between the futures and the cash price, and you get an equivalent cash price.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. The other way is to say, I'm probably never going to sell 80% of my crop, more than 80% of my crop pre-harvest. So on that 80%, that or up to half the crop that I might consider pricing, that's within my guarantee. So why would I want to sell anything below my guaranteed price unless I normally sell 100% of the crop sometime before planting?
Truly, it seems like other insurance products claim the revenue assurance products this year, no matter the coverage level, offer a farmer a way to rest easy when prices are down. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.